I decided to comment because I wanted to just put it all in perspective. We can't just look at it as an isolated comment that's made by the owners of Hovensa. Let's remember where we started from. We started from a position that when they first announced the closure of the refinery in January of 2012 and walked through the process of stepping down, you know, of closing the refinery, their position essentially was they were not going to do a sale. They were just going to idle the facility and try to operate the storage terminal and essentially a tank farm. And we took a much more aggressive stance. And they've held to their position. We negotiated the Fourth Amendment to the concession agreement, and they undertook a sales process by a third party that essentially resulted in only one company that made a bid. And that company now has a proposal that we've negotiated the operating agreement before the Senate for the Senate to consider. And I gather they will consider it at their next session. It'll be considered in the Committee of Finance. So Hovensa's stance that we will, that they will close if there is no decision on the agreement is nothing more than a business decision on their part, which really goes back to where they were before. We went through the process. They identified a buyer. The only buyer that was interested, and therefore, it's up to the legislature now at this point to negotiate, to decide whether, in fact, that they want to have this particular buyer. And we recognize the risk that's involved with respect to the company, but we think those are mitigated by the mere fact that not to do this deal and not to approve this transaction, if they close, will actually hurt us even more as a territory. Because if they close, we get a payment up front. In addition to that, we were able to make sure that certain obligations that may exist with respect to tax refunds and tax issues that we're released from, they take a different stance, but our posture is that we're released from them. So we're ahead. Not to move forward puts us in the risk position with respect to the fuel supply, puts us in risk position with respect to the truck rack, all issues that I think, you know, we can mitigate if we're able to get the operating agreement and if they can go to closure.